From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The three-day-old Syrian ceasefire appears shaky. The Russian Defense Ministry is accusing U.S. diplomats of hiding behind what it called a verbal curtain to camouflage a reluctance to rein in rebel groups. The immediate source of the dispute is the refusal of U.S.-backed rebel factions to withdraw 500 meters from a key route into insurgent-controlled parts of the city of Aleppo. Rebel commanders say they want Syrian army and foreign Shiite militiamen to pull back too. Meanwhile, insurgent commanders are saying there is little point to the truce, while Syria's President Bashar al-Assad continues to block United Nations aid from reaching Aleppo. UN officials say humanitarian convoys are ready to go, but are unable to move until they get authorization from the Syrian government. Prominent U.S. lawmakers met Thursday with Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi. The lawmakers had mixed reactions to President Barack Obama's announced intention to lift economic sanctions on Myanmar. Senator Ben Cardin, the top Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee, said that America's attention is still needed in Myanmar, but that U.S. influence can be exerted more with carrots than with sticks. Journalists from Hong Kong said they were beaten and detained by Chinese police while attempting to cover the crackdown on protesters in the village of Wuhan. The South China Morning Post and Ming Pao, a liberal Hong Kong newspaper, both reported their employees were assaulted and detained Wednesday night while attempting to interview villagers about the protest. Villagers were protesting the arrest of their leader last week on corruption charges. A video of the protest shows villagers throwing rocks at police. This is VOA News. On the eve of a key European Union summit in Bratislava, French and German leaders are calling for unity and a clear roadmap for a post-Brexit EU. The bloc is struggling to deal with migration, insecurity, and growing public disenchantment with the EU. French President François Hollande warned that the bloc risks a crisis of its very existence and foundation. And German Chancellor Angela Merkel said EU leaders must show they are determined to react together to the weaknesses and the tasks they face. Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton is back on the campaign trail after several days recuperating from pneumonia.
Back to stronger together.
How are you doing? How are you
doing?
I'm doing great.
Thank you so much.
Clinton headed to North Carolina, a closely contested state important to both major candidates. Clinton's Republican challenger, Donald Trump, questioned whether Clinton will be able to hold up under the pressure of the upcoming debates. His campaign released results from a physical exam he had last week, suggesting that Trump, but not Clinton, could withstand the rigors of a presidential contest. Trump Thursday outlined his economic plan.
My plan will embrace the truth that people flourish under a minimum government burden, and will tap into the incredible unrealized potential of our workers and their dreams.
Public opinion polls continue to show Trump edging closer to Clinton. The Real Clear Politics average of polls now shows her with a 1.8 percentage point advantage. A New York Times CBS News poll of likely voters shows her with a 46-44% lead, but in a four-way race with two other candidates, Trump and Clinton are deadlocked at 42% each. More than 120 ocean conservation projects, including nearly $2 billion in new pledges and commitments, are being announced at a major maritime conference hosted by the U.S. State Department. Officials say the measures will affect more than 2 million square kilometers in new or expanded marine protected areas around the world. Consumer demand, the thing that drives the most U.S. economic activity, slowed a bit in August. Retail sales fell 0.3% last month, according to data published Thursday by the Commerce Department. Analysts say sales of autos, building material, and furniture declined. The slowdown in consumer demand may reduce the chance that the central bank will increase interest rates next week. A former member of a Philippine death squad told senators in Manila Thursday that Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte shot and killed an employee of the Justice Department and ordered the deaths of 1,000 people over the past 25 years. A Duterte spokesman calls the allegations false. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.